it's a pretty competitive room, and ultimately that's what's going to make us great. Again, at Iowa State is a really competitive room where guys are always pushing for that spot.
I think Dresser was mentioning in his questions that this is the best room that he's seen, at least like in a practice room, everyone giving 100% effort. And I've been here as far as our new coaching staff has been here, and I can say probably the same for me. When I'm, you know, taking a break and looking around, watching guys wrestle, across the board, I've never seen, you know, that much guys wrestling at such a high level. Guys that really just are hungry and going after it nonstop, every day, consistently. So,
oh, it's pretty sweet to see these young guys coming in and just like believing that they can win right away. We got freshmen. We got some guy from Cuba that I just wrestled the other day, and he just literally just tried to kill me for 20-25 minutes. So it's awesome just feeling some of them guys and seeing some of them guys compete, just being 18-19 years old, thinking they belong and trying to win a spot right away. I mean, that's huge. I mean, 4 years ago you didn't see that, so I think it's huge.
And then the depth in the room, it's unbelievable. You know, I came here with the coaching staff and could see that this team needed some improvements, and we definitely had some tough kids back then, but the room this year is crazy. Like you said, Cam Robinson, having someone at your weight to really push you in the room, and then you got Ben Monroe and Andrew Flohr. I think I had one or two guys, maybe one guy at 141 over the past couple of years, and now I've got three other guys there to train with. So I've got people at my weight to train with. And then I got Ian Parker below me and David Carr above me. So, I mean, I'm surrounded by a shark tank, so I've always got good practice partners.
I'm just blessed. This season I'm just grateful. Just wrestling this whole season with gratitude, and I'm just extremely happy that we're having a season, extremely happy to wrestle at Hilton, and I know that we're going to have a few fans there. So I'm going to try to put it on the mat and just wrestle as hard as I can and be entertaining and have some fun.
That was Iowa State coach Kevin Dresser, reigning Big 12 champ Ian Parker, All-American Jarrett Dagan, talented heavyweight Gannon Gremmel, and junior world champ David Carr. They were all small snippets from a virtual press conference held on Wednesday where we got to meet with the Iowa State wrestling program to preview the upcoming 2021 wrestling season. Yes, guys, at long last, wrestling is back, starting with Sunday's duel between the Cyclones and Wartburg at Hilton Coliseum. Hey, what's up? Hello, everybody, and welcome to In the Room, a wrestling podcast from the Des Moines Register. I'm Cody Goodwin, the Register's wrestling writer, and I'm glad you're here. Two podcasts in 1 week, right? That means the season's back, finally and again, at least the college portion of the season, because I know that the high schoolers have been wrestling for about 3 weeks, and we still aren't fully sure what's going on with the Big Ten Conference. But again, college season kicks off this weekend, Iowa State's first duel of the 2021 season. As such, we're here to discuss the Cyclones and kind of what to expect with them over the next few months. It's going to be a pretty short season, guys, running basically January 1st until the NCAA championships, which are March 18th through the 20th in St. Louis. Iowa State only has 8 dates for 14 total competitions on the schedule this year. All of them are duels. They will wrestle Wartburg this weekend, Nebraska, Kearney, and Loras the next weekend, and throughout the year, they're going to see, you know, teams like Missouri, Arizona State, South Dakota State, Oklahoma State, Northern Iowa, handful of others this season. Then they get to the Big 12 tournaments and the national championships, obviously, in March. Those are really going to be the only two tournaments that they see, which is going to be kind of weird, but you know, I think they're mostly mentally prepared for you know, what's going to feel like a pretty speedy season, I would think. Based on what we saw last week from Russell Offs, this year's Iowa State lineup could be one of the more intriguing teams in the country, guys. Here's who they're going to have wrestling against Wartburg this coming Sunday. So at 125, Alex Mackle. 133, Zach Redding, true freshman from New York. 141, Ian Parker, 149, Jared Dagan, 157, David Carr, 65, Isaac Judge, Iowa State champ, 74, Julian Broderson, Iowa State champ, 84, Tate Batani from Ballard right here south of Ames, 97, Younger Bastida, who's the transfer in from Cuba. I guess he's technically a true freshman. And then at 285, Gannon Gremmel at heavyweight Big 12 finalist. That's a pretty good lineup on its own, guys, but it may not be the lineup Iowa State ultimately sends to the Big 12 championships in a couple months. Other guys are going to have a say in the final lineup, or at least how it's decided, right? There's guys like Ramazan Adesayoff, who won a U23 men's freestyle national title a few weeks ago. He's going to factor in at 33. Cam Robinson is a wildly talented true freshman from Pennsylvania. He's going to be a factor at 149. Grant Stotts from West Des Moines Valley, 165. I think he'll be a factor there. Joel Shapiro and Sam Colbrey could both wrestle their way back into starting roles at 84. Marcus Coleman is still coming back, and he will be a factor at 197. This kind of gets to the larger point I was hoping to make in this show. Iowa State's got a ton of depth, guys, like a lot. Parker and Carr, they both won Big 12 titles last year. Mackel and Gremmel both made the Big 12 finals. Dagan was an All-American. Bastida, junior men's freestyle world medalist. Ramazan and Shapiro, they both won freestyle titles at the U23 and junior national championships in Omaha. Todd Small was an NCAA qualifier last year. Zach Redding, again, just a true freshman. You guys see what I'm getting at? Very intriguing lineup. So on Wednesday, we got to talk with select members of the Iowa State wrestling program about all of that and more as part of their virtual media day. And that's what I've got here on today's podcast for you guys. We'll start with head coach Kevin Dresser. He spoke the longest and he covered a ton of topics. COVID-19, the overall depth on this year's team, piecing together this year's schedule. He commented a little bit about Austin Gomez and his decision to medically retire. And he also kind of talked about plans for certain weights throughout the year and how he's going to try and decide his final lineup, or at least who to send to Big 12s. He covered a lot more than that, but those were kind of the big ticket items that at least I thought were the most interesting. We also got to talk to Ian Parker, Jared Dagan, Gannon Gremmel, and David Carr, all the guys that you heard at the top of the podcast, and they all touched on various topics as well. Just a quick note before we get there to these interviews, you guys, they were conducted over Zoom. But the way that Iowa State recorded them, they made their audio a lot more clear, but our questions they're going to sound like they came over the phone because that's exactly how they designed it, and they're going to be a lot quieter than maybe the answers. So you're probably going to have to listen in really closely, and then you're going to have to turn the volume way back down when they go to answer because that's kind of normal volume, and it sounds a lot clearer than the questions that we were asked. But all in all, really enjoyable conversations. I enjoyed talking with all of them. I think you guys are going to enjoy hearing all of them as well. So let's jumpstart the music. Let's get this thing rolling. First up, Iowa State head coach Kevin Dresser. Hope you guys enjoy.
Okay, well, I'll start off by welcoming everybody, even though I don't know who I'm welcoming exactly, but we're obviously excited to get started here on Sunday, you know, against a traditional Division III power in the state of Iowa for decades. And so Wartburg will be a really good way for us to open up and to start. It's obviously been a very interesting training period to get to this point, and I think it'll be a very interesting January and February, you know, the way that Division I is formatted this year for qualification for the NCAA tournament. You know, matches and season results probably don't, I don't want to say mean as much, but, you know, aren't as valuable in the seeding process at the conference and the national tournament because obviously we're going to have a lot less matches. So, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of teams experimenting around with some young guys that maybe would have redshirted. And, of course, some veterans. I think by the time we get to March, we're going to have some really good individuals and really good teams, and that's where we hope to be. Not that January is not important, but we've got a lot of, you know, good depth right now, so we're going to try to spend the time in January of figuring out really who that guy is that we're going to, you know, focus on to take us to the Big 12s and the NCAA tournament. So we'll have some wrestle-offs. We've got some guys that are banged up that will wrestle back into the lineup here as we proceed through January. So it'll be an interesting and much different year, but I guess that's what we've all been used to anyway. So with that, I'll open it up. scared everybody. Well, that's it.
That's my fault. Well, our first question will come from Ben Visser.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering how you've gone about navigating this whole COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, Iowa State as a whole, Iowa State Athletic Department, has done a really good job mitigating that. And I know Coach Campbell and Coach Proma each had to adjust their, especially preseason practice schedule. What have you done that's different than previous years?
Well, we weren't able to train as a team in our training facility until, right around Labor Day, I think. So, we were able to find places for our guys to train, individually and in small groups this summer, and I think they did a really good job of that. But we were obviously, when we got back together in September, we had a lot of work to do. Our best training period probably came from we brought everybody back. We gave them a pretty long Thanksgiving break during finals, probably 2 weeks. And then we came back on November 30th and had a really good training cycle from November 30th until December 23rd and saw a lot of good things. And then we got back together on the 27th just a couple days ago and continuing to have really good workouts. So, it's different, especially over the holidays. It's a good question. You give them a short or a pretty good Christmas break and not much of a Thanksgiving break. And so that was probably the biggest difference this year.
For sure. How did you see the smaller groups affect training? How is that different, I guess? And how did you break that up? I assume it's by weight, but how did you go about that?
Well, the guys had to stick in small groups this summer, and we had a lot of captains involved in running workouts and stuff like that. It was we weren't allowed to do anything from a coaching staff standpoint, so the guys did a good job of taking over from that. But still, not there was no hands on, no instruction. I mean, I don't think I put wrestling shoes on for 6.5 months. But when we got back together in September, we started to get some good training in. So hopefully that answers your question.
Gotcha. Yep, it does. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Sam.
Hello, Coach. First question I have is, how do you keep your wrestlers safe and healthy in the midst of a global pandemic?
Well, Iowa State obviously did a really good job of coaching our athletes up, and that's obviously a tough age group to corral. 18 to 23-year-old athletes think they're invincible, and that's what makes them really good athletes. So, and obviously, that age group didn't get that sick. I think the bigger concern was getting other people sick, and I think our guys did a really good job when we got back to school again, did a really good job of following the instructions. Obviously, we didn't have our hands on them as much during the summer. And once we got back together, we've been pretty fortunate, like a lot of Iowa State.
Thank you. Right, our next question comes from Cody Goodwin.
Hey, Coach, appreciate you guys doing this. Just kind of following up on, Iowa State's pretty good rapport so far with the COVID numbers and just the testing results that they've had. What's it going to take to kind of keep those numbers low as we try to navigate this wrestling season to get to March?
Just doing the same things, making sure our guys, we test 3 times a week right now, and I think we're pretty much in as much of a bubble as we can be. There's no students here right now on campus and won't be till January 25th. And I know there's big numbers all over, but knock on wood, we haven't seen hardly any numbers at all for quite a period of time in Ames, and especially, even on campus, not just with the athletic department, but with the college students in general. I've got 3 kids that go to Iowa State, and they're not seeing it around their friends either. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
All right, our next question comes from KJ Pilcher.
Thanks, Coach. With the shortened season, is that a chance to maybe keep guys fresh? And will this season maybe take a little bit less of a toll on guys, given the fact that the competition is going to be condensed really into kind of a 2-month window?
I think you probably nailed it. I think you're going to see some guys that won't pop out until February and March, and maybe not even until March, because the conference tournament is going to be, qualifiers are going to really, they're going to use a lot of historical data from past conference tournaments to qualify. So In order to get to the NCAA tournament, you know, you obviously have to have a really good March, early March, and then there'll be the NCAA tournament. So it will be a much different look this year. You'll see, I think wrestling fans are going to see guys pop into lineups late, you know, even late in this season, and we're getting a late start already. So you're going to see some guys not pop in there until the end to ensure that they're healthy and fit and all that stuff.
And then how do you view your depth and balance to this lineup this season?
Much improved. I think we've, we continue to progress, and I think the old guys, if you talk to them here in a minute, they can attest to the fact that this room's getting very tough, and that freshman class that came in is very good, and they're pushing guys already, and it's a pretty competitive room, and ultimately that's what's going to make us great, again, at Iowa State, is a really competitive room where guys are always pushing for that spot.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to start by asking, in what ways have the guys really impressed you or really just shown up in having such an odd training schedule and kind of having to navigate it on their own more than usual?
Well, one thing that's been nice is that, there's such a long break. And, at Iowa State here, we're going 60 days without our athletes being in class, so it's allowed us to really focus on training. And I think that's why we had such a good training period from November 30th until December 23rd, is we had some really good training. And then it's just a competitive group right now. And, that's what you try to do when you recruit. You try to recruit guys that want to get in the lineup early and want to push regardless of how old they are. And that's what we see, I think.
Who would you say impressed you the most coming out of wrestle-off that you guys held at Hilton?
Oh, you can't ask me that, Jackie, because then I'll forget somebody. You know how that rolls. let's see. No, I think we did it. I think we've obviously got some good, first-year guys in Redding obviously did a really good job there. Cam Robinson's, really tough. This guy, younger from Cuba, when he gets, just gets more experience with wrestling our rules, I think he could be really good as well. Like I mentioned before, the Tarakina kid, the Fisher kid. I mean, there's just all kinds of kids in here. I probably forgot a couple, but I really like the freshman class. There's a group of those guys over there that live in the dorms that all chum around together, and it brought a really nice toughness to our room as well.
What are you looking forward to the most, being able to have a team like Wartburg be your season opener?
Well, you're going to see a lot of different faces Sunday. So, I'm kind of just curious to see how it goes, to be quite honest. We're going to wrestle some young guys, and it's going to be a different look. We've got some, older guys right now that we're going to probably start wrestling back into the lineup, and everybody's going to have to wrestle back into the lineup in the next week or two. So you're going to see a pretty different lineup. I think everybody's going to see a different lineup than maybe what they might have expected early on. That doesn't mean that's going to be the lineup all year, but we're going to give a lot of different looks in January, and with the goal to get down to what we need in February.
Hey, Coach, with a sport like, I'm going to talk about basketball for a little bit. With a sport like basketball, when one player gets COVID or gets contact traced, pretty much everything gets shut down for that period of time. Iowa State basketball had to deal with that on the other side. How does that work for wrestling? If someone gets COVID, does the entire team get contact traced out, or how are you guys handling that, I guess?
I don't know how everybody's handling it. I know in our situation is if two guys competed in the practice room, the day before, and one of them the following day tests positive, then that individual that wrestled him is contact traced out. So it's not maybe as far reaching as maybe basketball is. So that's the way that I understand it. We haven't had to deal with we've only had to deal with it once. I think we've had one positive test since August, so we've only had to deal with it once. And then I think we maybe had to deal with it in the preseason before we went to Omaha. We had like four guys that were in an apartment together. They got contact traced out. So I think that, either living with somebody or actually physically wrestling somebody in our sport's going to get you contact traced out.
Thank you.
Gotcha. All right, sounds good. And then switching gears, you mentioned the Cuban. What's your plan at 197 right now? Do you know?
Well, we're just like all the weights we're wrestling off right now. Younger's going to be the guy right now. Marcus Coleman's coming off of an injury, and he'll be one of those guys that'll wrestle back in a week or two into the lineup. But right now, Younger won the spot, had two wrestle-offs and won both of them. And then he'll be backed up either by Cody Fisher or Hunter DeYoung this weekend. One thing that's going to be, I think, really good this year is we're going to have a lot of number twos and number threes get matches when we compete, and that'll be the same way against Wartburg. Our starters will compete at one, and then it'll be immediately followed by their twos against our twos. So you're going to get to see a lot of guys this year.
All right, thanks.
All right, our next question comes from Jim
Noe. Hey, Coach, what attracted you to wrestle Wartburg and Lett Lore as a back-to-back weekend, and how did those two matches form?
Well, I reached out to Coach Keller a long time ago. I thought it'd be just kind of, before all this craziness started, I thought it'd be good to get a team like Wartburg that has such a good following and done such a great job over the years. That was just going to kind of be, you know, we approached Grandview, they couldn't make it work. But I thought just starting out, instead of bringing in a team from, you know, the East Coast or somebody that was maybe a smaller mid-major D1, I thought it'd be nice to do that and, get some interest in the state of Iowa. And so that's kind of how that started. And then just to be quite frank, you know, getting Loris and UNK in the following weekend, we just really had a hard time finding people to wrestle. The Big Ten schools can't wrestle out of conference. And a lot of schools, mid-majors, weren't traveling. And so scheduling was really hard. So, those 2 weekends, at least we'll get live matches. And, you know, these guys are competitive. I mean, Wartburg's got a very, very balanced team, and we're wrestling a much different lineup. We're not taking them for granted, I can tell you that.
Coach, obviously the news of Austin Gomez not competing anymore was a disappointment. But what do you see his role, if any, within the program going forward? And who do you see kind of stepping in and being the next guy in there at 133?
Well, obviously, losing Austin was tough news for us this week. Once he got a concussion a couple weeks ago, I pretty much saw the writing on the wall. You only get so many of those and you're done. And so I saw it coming, and I think he did too. I hope he stays, and I'm sure he will. He's been to practice ever since this happened. And, I know I challenged him to take some of these young guys under his wing. He's got a lot of knowledge, and he's very wise in the sport of wrestling. And so I think he can be a really good mentor. That's what we're asking of Austin Gomez. You know, he's going to graduate from Iowa State possibly in May. And then we'll see what he wants to do. But we think we can use him, and I think he'll be very valuable. As far as the new guys, you know, Redding and Ramazan Adesanya are both very, very capable guys and are really wrestling well right now. And that's a weight class that's really up for grabs. Redding's got a 1-0 lead, but they're actually going to have another wrestle-off tomorrow. Redding will be the number one guy this weekend. But depending on how that goes, if that evens up, then we'll have to have a third wrestle-off for next week. And so we've got some competition at weights in 33 right now. I really like the guys we got there.
All right, our next question comes from Cody Goodwin.
Coach, you mentioned we're probably going to see some younger guys in the lineup, and the lineup may shift throughout the season because it seems like everybody's got a freebie year, and, you guys have the depth to maybe play with lineups a little bit more than some other teams. How are you maybe going to judge then, or how are you going to evaluate who ultimately, goes to Big 12s?
Well, obviously, by the time we get to February, between the combination of wrestle-offs and the combination of, just watching guys compete, the number one guy will surface. I think probably in half our weights we kind of probably know, but the other half there's going to be some competition. And I told the guys that Thursdays are going to be wrestle-off days at Iowa State for the month of January. So every Thursday we've got 6 matches we're going to do tomorrow. And some of them are just getting guys that they want to move up the ladder. And some of them will be for the number 1 and 2 spots. So we're going to have Thursdays. We're going to do some tryouts this month. And then with the goal of finding the guys that are going to take us to the Big 12 in February.
Is that just going to be harder without tournaments and, just different competitions this year and just the way that the schedule is going to work?
I don't know. Ask me a week before the Big 12s when we got a lot of controversy at one weight, and then I'll tell you how hard it is. But right now, that's the plan.
Right on. I think the last one I had for you, just regarding the schedule and whatnot, you know, two duels and five exhibition matches against Warburg. How often are we going to see a format like that, you know, throughout the season, just to, you know, hopefully get guys more matches?
I think a lot. I mean, we're putting two mats down the following weekend against Loras and UNK, and we're going to have, you know, the A-teamers go on one mat and the B-teamers go on the other mat. So all A and B-teamers will get two matches that day. So we'll have two mats going. So you're going to see a lot more of that. You know, later in the month, we go to UNI. We don't even wrestle UNI. We just wrestle Oklahoma. So it's going to be a different look this year.
All right. Our next question comes from Sam.
Hello. What do you expect from Julian Broderson this year at 174, and what have you seen from him in recent weeks?
I expect him to pin a lot of people. Is that okay? He's a pinner. It'd be an interesting year to see him progress. You know, he looks really good at 174 right now. I know he's excited. He's got a danger factor to him. This will be a really fun year to see Julian progress.
Thanks. I just want to ask you about Gannon Grimmel. Just how is he as a leader in the room as one of the older guys? And how has he evolved as a guy you can count on at the back end of the lineup?
I'm looking at him right now at the other end of the room, so I got to be careful and pick my words here. But I was going to say he's a savage, but that might embarrass him. But, you know, truthfully, Gannon's, you know, stepped up and been a leader a lot more, especially just in the last month. You know, I challenged him, hey, you're a fifth-year guy now, and, you know, your leadership starts in the room and how hard you compete in the room. And he truly has had his best practices probably just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and that's an area that I felt like he was inconsistent. And, you know, he's got it. Heavyweight's a competitive weight class, and so I see him getting more confidence, and I see him getting, you know, more of a leader role. And so this will be this, you know, I know he's super excited to compete. You know, the one thing you can always count on him with Gannon is that he's probably one of our best competitors, that when you turn the lights on and slap hands, he's ready to go. And so I know he's excited to get this thing started.
Stuff there from Coach Dresser revealed a little bit about what to expect when it comes to figuring out, you know, the qualification stuff for the 2021 NCAA championships, which I thought was pretty interesting. And obviously you can clearly tell he's pretty amped about the current freshman class, a lot of talented dudes coming up. And, you know, what's even cooler is that for Iowa State's sake, right, is that the recruiting classes they have following look like they're going to be even better, right, or at least just as good. So, you know, I always talk about every time they pick up another big recruit, you know, the bright future that's in store for Iowa State. And I think people are starting to finally maybe see that come to fruition a little bit. So, you know, hey, still maybe a few years yet to go when it comes to competing for trophies and stuff, but you can tell that they are taking giant steps forward. And that's definitely, definitely cool to see. Also really kind of excited that some of these early duels are going to feature a lot of extra matches, right? It means that, you know, the athletes are going to get plenty of opportunities to wrestle, and we're going to get more eyes on more dudes. And I think that'll be super, super fun. Next part of this podcast, we're going to run them right in a row. You're going to hear from Ian Parker, Jarrett Dagan, Gannon Grimmel, David Carr. Their interviews a little bit shorter, but still revealing, interesting, and I thought entertaining all the same. We'll go to that now, starting with Ian Parker. I hope you guys enjoy.
I mean, this offseason's been like no other offseason that we've had, but I think one thing that, you know, does remain constant through this offseason was like something like discipline, something like that, because that's something you can control. We might not be able to go into Iowa State wrestling room or be with our coaches or, you know, be with our whole team training or have anything structured, but you can control like when you're going to work out and how you're going to live, lifestyle, and all that. So that's how discipline, you know, you can kind of control that this year.
Gotcha. What was it like not being able to be with your whole team this summer, not being able to have coaches or anything like that? What was that all like?
It's different. I actually enjoy it to an extent. Like, you always got to find the silver lining. So I enjoyed it. I was kind of grabbing more guys and maybe like leading workouts or however you want to say it. So I enjoyed that aspect of it. A lot of people say like coaching wrestling is the best thing you can do for your own wrestling. So I really enjoyed that part of it a lot, actually.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ian, appreciate you guys doing this. I know that there's always going to be a lot of talk about COVID and different protocols and just how weird this season is going to be, but, this looks like it's shaping up to be one of the, you know, maybe the best Iowa State team that Dresser's had since he's got here. What do you think this team is capable of this season?
Man, there's so much unknown. I've watched these guys in our room progress so much, and I'm really excited to see them wrestle this Sunday and watch them wrestle some other guys than other Cyclones. So I'm really excited for that. I think our potential could be really high. I think Dresser was mentioning in his questions that this is the best room that he's seen, at least like in a practice room, everyone giving 100% effort. And I've been here as far as our new coaching staff has been here, and I can say probably the same for me. When I'm, you know, taking a break and looking around, watching guys wrestle, across the board, I've never seen, you know, that much guys wrestling at such a high level, guys that really just are hungry and going after it nonstop, every day, consistently. So it's really awesome to be a part of.
Our next question comes from Sam.
Hello, Ian. What are some of the things that you've been doing to keep yourself healthy and keep your body ready for the season, for the start of the season?
Just normal stuff like eating the right foods, drinking plenty of water. I usually take my vitamins. So I think it's important with COVID and just keeping your immune system high, taking a lot of vitamins and things like that, not staying up late. I don't do too much of that. So, stuff like that, making sure that now we're getting closer to seasons finally starting. Maybe not when you're wrestling around, maybe not scrambling too much and letting positions go when your limbs are all tied up. Just little things like that. You just gotta always be mindful and think about.
Our next question comes from KJ Belcher.
Hi, Ian. How did you find out about the news of Austin stepping away from competition? How did you take that? And have you seen guys at 133 that look capable to step in and continue and fill the spot?
Yeah. Like Dresser was saying, I kind of saw the writing on the wall a little bit too. I know last year Austin had a pretty bad concussion that kind of put him out for a while. And then when you kind of heard about it or saw it in practice and get another one, it was, you know, just not something you want to see. So I didn't know for sure. And then, I think Austin let the whole team know before he put it out on social media that he was going to medically retire. So that's how I found out. I love Austin Gomez, and I wish the best for him. That guy was one of the hardest competitors I ever had in the room at Iowa State, and I was really blessed to, you know, be on the team with him, and I'm blessed to have him still in our room helping coach and get guys ready. So, yeah, I think there was a second part of the question too, maybe. About the 133-pounders? Yeah. Both those guys, I mean, I've known Ramazan since he's been here, which I think it's about a year and a half now, at Iowa State. And that guy's most disciplined person I've seen, definitely more disciplined than myself. So I'm excited to see if that guy can line up. And also Zach Redding, being with him since this summer, seeing a fresh guy like that. That guy knows he's got a really good feel for wrestling, and he's hungry. He's really hungry. So I'm excited to see whether either of those guys, you know, makes the lineup and gets in. I'm excited to see what they have. I think they'll both be, you know, really good, great options for us at 133 for sure.
Yeah, for sure. To start with my shoulder, it's feeling really good. We took 6 months or 8 months instead of 6 months. We took an extra couple months to really make sure it was strong and healthy. So that's feeling good. And then the depth in the room, it's unbelievable. You know, I came here with the coaching staff and could see that this team needed some improvements. And we definitely had some tough kids back then, but the room this year is crazy. Like you said, Cam Robinson, having someone at your weight to really push you in the room. And then you got Ben Monroe and Andrew Floor. I think I had one or two guys, maybe one guy at 141 over the past couple of years, and now I've got three other guys there to train with. So I've got people at my weight to train with. And then I got Ian Parker below me and David Carr above me. So, I mean, I'm surrounded by a shark tank, so I've always got good practice partners.
All right, our next question comes from Ben Visser.
Hey, Jared, how have Iowa State student athletes, and specifically the wrestling team, been able to navigate this whole COVID thing so well?
Just by following what we're told. Just being coachable, I guess. We can't be going out making stupid mistakes, getting with a bunch of people. And then staying in our small groups when we're supposed to, and when we're allowed to do what we can, we do it. So just being coachable, and even having Coach Dresser and those coaches be coachable by who's above them. So.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Jared, it's got to be exciting to finally have a competition coming up on Sunday. You know, what's it going to be like? You know, you're facing a pretty a program with a lot of, not your level, but has a lot of traditional success. What's it going to be like Sunday? What are you guys expecting out of Warburg?
Like Dresser said, we're not overlooking them. Just because they're D3 don't mean that they don't have any good guys. I'm expecting them to bring everything they've got. And I'm expecting the Iowa State team to bring everything that we've got also. So we're not going to hold back, and I don't think they are either, so I'm looking forward to it.
We've really talked about, you know, making it real in the practice room, and it's going to make it easier over here at Hilton. So the biggest thing for me is just trying to put multiple days together. So I'm having 3 good days in a row, just like the NCAA tournament. So just pretty much just making it really real. For me, that's probably the biggest thing I have to get better on and keep working on for me.
How hard is it to get in that mind space? Because, like, you can think, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to make this like NCAAs, but it's another thing to actually do it. How have you been trying or able to do that?
He really talked about when we come through the door, like you have to turn on the switch getting ready for practice, and then when you leave the room, you know, we can be buddies with our friends we wrestled that day. But other than that, when the door shuts and you're in the room, it's pretty much trying to go take someone's will and go score a lot of points on them in the practice room.
Gotcha, thank you.
Our next question comes from Tim.
Hey, Gannon. Just kind of what's changed for you this year? What's been the biggest change coming into this year? Where have you improved the most?
I would say for me, I always work on my cardio. That's always been big for me. I always like being a third period guy. I'm working on a lot of my hand fighting, being able to weather the storm with some bigger guys, and I'm really getting to a really go-to attack to both legs. That's something I work on almost every day, and I think you guys are going to be seeing me hit some stuff that I've never hit before, so I'm excited for that.
What's it like being one of the old guys in the room and kind of having that leadership, man?
Oh, it's pretty sweet to see these young guys coming in and just, like, believing that they can win right away. We got freshmen. We got some guy from Cuba that I just wrestled the other day, and he just literally just tried to kill me for 25 minutes. So it's awesome just feeling some of them guys and seeing some of them guys compete, just being 18, 19 years old, thinking they belong and trying to win a spot right away. I mean, that's huge. I mean, 4 years ago, you didn't see that. So I think it's huge.
last thing I got for you, outside of the basic goals, national champ, All-American, national qualifier, Big 12, all of that stuff, what other kind of goals do you set for yourself this year?
Some goals I set myself is just really, you know, being a really good teammate, being a really good leader. You know, that's really big for me right now. And just continuing to push the younger guys and trying to get the most out of everyone on the team and the most out of myself. That's the biggest thing for me.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
All right, our next question is Cody Goodwin.
Hey, Gannon. I appreciate you guys doing this. I know it was probably really frustrating not to get to Russell last March after, you know, you're specifically your run to the Big 12 finals, but you guys were able to get on the mat in Omaha not too long ago. You had a pretty good performance there. What did you kind of learn from that performance, and how are you kind of using that to really get ready for what's going to be a shortened season coming up?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good idea when I got told I was wrestling at it, because I most of the time start out a little slow in the year. So I really jumped on that opportunity for sure. Yeah, it's a short season. It's a sprint. So you got to be ready to go. Every match counts a lot more because we won't be getting as many matches. So, you know, last year kind of was hard ending the year on a loss. So, like, that's been in the back of my mind. So it was good to get out there in Omaha and get wrestling again. That's for sure.
Does the shortened season, because I know you, with the longer season, you guys get some duels, some tournaments, you know, a good mixture before you get to March. But this year, I mean, it's straight duels before you hit Big 12s. I mean, how does the approach to the season change, if it does at all?
It doesn't change much at all for me. I'm always believe I'm a better tournament wrestler than a dual wrestler, but that doesn't really play a factor. The tournaments that I got to win are at the end of the year anyway, but so it doesn't play a factor. It's going to be a little bit different weighing in, having two matches instead of like just a single duel. So, you know, it's all new to us this year, and we've been prepared for this. We're pretty much ready for whatever they throw at us, so I think we'll be all right.
Our next question comes from Ellie.
Hey, Gannon. Just a quick question about the energy and stuff from the team. How has that been with COVID? And I don't know if that's put a damper on any of the guys. Has energy been kept up in the room?
Yeah, for sure. I know our guys are really excited to compete, really excited to compete. That's just huge. I mean, three guys, three deep get to compete this weekend. So I know guys are excited. You know, wrestling in Hilton is crazy. Without fans or with fans, it's going to be crazy. So I know it was good. Just having wrestle-offs was really big for them guys. I know I was talking to a couple of the younger guys that were just so nervous, and there was no one in the stands. That's kind of what Hilton does. You know, that's why we try to make it real in the practice room, because Hilton is big, and there's a lot of seats that need to be filled. So it's good for them young guys to get a feel for that. So I think they're really excited.
It was a pretty interesting experience. I think not having a national tournament was tough, but you know, I just trust in God's plan and trust in His grace and His love, and that kind of got me through that and just helped me train hard for the summer. So I got an opportunity this year to try to go accomplish one of my goals. So, yeah.
You talked about training this summer. What was that like, given everything that was going on?
It was a lot different. You know, I didn't know where I was going to train. I just had to find different spots to train. Iowa State was closed off. I couldn't really see the coaches, so just had to find different ways. But it was still really good. You know, I got a chance to train with some of my teammates that were in town and go to some camps that opened up a little bit later on. But it was still pretty good. Still good training and a lot of fun.
You mentioned different spots that you trained. Where were some of those spots? Were any wacky locations or interesting locations?
Like garages, basements, stuff like that. Just anywhere with the mat, you know. I just was able to get on it and just work out and get a good sweat and learn. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Anybody else for David?
Sam's got a question. This is Sam's up next.
Hello, David. What are some specific measures that are in place to prevent a COVID-19 outbreak, like within the locker room and the team and whatnot?
We have a really, really good trainer, Tim Wiesner. He just makes sure we're wearing our mask all the time, wherever we're going. So we're wearing masks all the time. We're doing all the protocol that we need to do. We're checking temperature. We're on a bubble. And I think that's been good and a blessing in disguise, because I feel like I've really gotten closer with the guys. You know, I'm only hanging out with my teammates and stuff. And so it's really awesome, because I'm really like getting to know them better. And it's gotten us closer, I think. Just being that little bubble and just being with the guys, and it's been good.
How easy was it for the team to kind of buy into that? Was it challenging at all? Or
I'd say it presents its own challenges, but I think for the most part, I mean, this team is highly motivated, and so like we want to do what it takes to win. And one of those things is just not getting COVID and getting COVID tested every week, and just being diligent with that, and just using our own discernment when it comes to like being out to the grocery store wearing our mask everywhere we go, things like that. But our team's done a good job adjusting, for sure.
Thank you.
Hey, David. What would you say the energy and really just like the vibe of the wrestling room among all of you guys has been with the fact that you guys are going to have so many changes in the lineup, and with Dresser saying you guys have wrestle-offs every Thursday, what has that brought to the room and how guys are performing or showing up every day?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dresser has been just preaching to us that everyone's going to have opportunity to wrestle this year pretty much. So it's brought up the intensity in the room, and he's able to make the practice room into a place where we're going at it hard. Like, we're going, every guy is scrapping, going, trying to kill the other guy and kind of go after it. And that's brought us together, because we're all fighting hard for each other. And I've never seen, like, the room so competitive. When I first got here 3 years ago to now, it's a totally different team. The chemistry, the culture, I think one of the things I like about this team is the culture is just so – it's on the up. It's focused. It's driven. And that's just a product of what our coach and staff has done with our room and our guys.
Now we'll have Cody get one.
Hey, David. Appreciate you guys doing this. It seems like, I mean, if you guys are able to kind of navigate this COVID scenario and, you know, wrestle, it looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty special team and, you know, what could be a pretty special season. Do you guys talk about that at all in the room, just about the opportunities there, as long as you kind of handle your business off the mat?
What's up, Cody? I think for sure we always, and when we're in the locker room, we're talking about, like, how good we've gotten, but we're also just – really excited for the opportunity to compete, and it's really cool. I feel like there's been some leaders on the team step up, like Ian, Grimmel, just a lot of Dagan, a lot of leaders on the team stepping up and just showing us that we can be a really good team. And just like I said, that culture, the chemistry, the team has just been really bonding, and I think it's going to be a special year, and we're just going to take it one weekend at a time. You know, our biggest duel right now is Wartburg, and then next weekend is the next duel. We're taking every duel very seriously, and we're not taking anyone lightly, and we're just going to come after it every weekend.
I think our next question comes from Jackie, but I don't know.
Hi, David. What is your mindset going into this weekend? You know, how do you feel about being able to have a team like Wartburg come to help?
I think it's really cool. They're a historic program, great coaches, great people. So I'm really excited to wrestle against them. I'm just excited to get back into Hilton, and that's like one of my favorite places to wrestle. And I'm just blessed. This season, I'm just grateful. Just wrestling this whole season with gratitude, and I'm just extremely happy that we're having a season, extremely happy to wrestle at Hilton. And I know that we're going to have a few fans there, so I'm going to try to put it on the mat and just wrestle as hard as I can and be entertaining and have some fun.
Hello, David. What are some skills and techniques that you've really been honing in on in the past couple of weeks and practices?
I've been working on hand fighting, working on some scrambling stuff, but I've been working on some fun moves. You'll just have to see at Hilton, but I've been trying some new stuff, trying to make myself more versatile, more entertaining. I want to score lots of points, and I want to do it in a fun, entertaining way, and I want to have like as much fun as I can while I'm wrestling and make it enjoyable for you guys to watch.
Good stuff from those guys. Again, Iowa State starts their season this Sunday at Hilton Coliseum. They're going to wrestle Wartburg. There's going to be 25 total matches contested on Sunday. There's the actual duel itself, the one that counts between both of the program's A teams, and then you're going to have another duel between both of their B teams, and then you're going to have an additional 5 exhibition matches. So that's going to begin at 1 p.m. I'll be there. I hope you guys will be too, and if you can't, be sure to tune in online through ESPN+. That's where you can watch Cyclone Wrestling this winter, and I hear that Kyvan Gadsden's going to be on the call for Sunday's duel, so you definitely don't want to miss out on that. I appreciate you guys not missing this podcast. That's all we've got today. You can catch In the Room on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and now iHeartRadio, so be sure to catch every episode and whichever one of those fills your podcast listening needs. Please, 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 you guys, don't forget to give me those 5 stars and leave me a review with some nice words. I would greatly appreciate it. You guys can also follow me on Twitter at Cody Goodwin, Instagram at Cody J. Goodwin. Always love communicating with you guys, and be sure to also subscribe to the Des Moines Register to catch all my stories, mailbags, analysis, and soon videos. Yes, videos. So you can find all the links to do that in the show notes. That's it for this episode of In the Room. Thanks again for listening, you guys. I will catch you all next year.
I expect him to pin a lot of people. Is that okay?